V'dover she'enoi, bo b'shutfis, something that does not come through shutfis, in these things you have the yisa tmura, but not in the korban tzibor, and not in the bedek abayis, and now we'll soon see things that are not bo l'choiva. This is the way Rabbi Shimon dashens. Rabbi says a little bit different. Rabbi Yomer, lom yotzusa maisa, how come maisa came out special in the parasha of maisa behema? What does the Torah have to say special that there's tmura? You could make tmura on a maisa behema. So mayata comes out, lidan betmuras shmoi, or betmuras gufoi. Come to teach us that there are two types of tmuras in maisa behema. There's one tmura shmoi, just the name of it, and then there's a tmuras gufoi, the guf of the behema itself. So Rashi explains that tmura shmoi means the chsib liyel minei, ulucho maisa mabina mikol rabbi shim korali asiri chi, uliyechud osu asiri, shineim kadoshim. And when you're counting your 10 animals, you made a mistake. And the 10th one, you called the 10th one number 9. And the 11th one coming out, he called that number 10, that the loch is both of them is Kaddish. The 10th one is Kaddish, and the 11th one also has a Kedushas Shlomim on it. So that's called the Tmura Shemai. Just the fact that you called the 11th one number 10, that gives it a Kedusha. And also Tmura's Gufay, meaning to say that the actual Maisa Behema, you can make Tumur on it. That's called Tumur's Gufay. You take a Behema's Chulin next to the Maisa and say Zutachazu, so Nitzvah's Tumura, that's called Tumur's Gufay. So these are the two Chedushim of Maisa Behema. So Gemara says, Rabbi holds, Leimelach comes to teach us that Tumura Shemai Kreva, that Tumura Shemai means when you call the 11th one number 10, it has Lach like a Shlomim, and its Mama is brought for a Korban on the Mizbeach. But Tumuras Gufai, when you have the Maisa Behemoth, the 10th one itself, and now you take a Behemoth Chulin and say, Zutachazu, that you make a Kedushas Tumura from the Maisa, the Locha there is Eina Kreva. True, it has Kedusha on it, but it's not brought for Korban. The Tumura of a Maisa Behemoth is not brought for Korban. The Rashi means down because we have a Gzeira Shovel going out from Bechor. And by Bechor also we have these two Kabonis, that even though you make Tumura on them, it's Chal the Kedusha, but it's not Korav. He can't bring it for carbon. Rashi says, "Can I mean the Mepirkan Liel? Gomar Havor Havor Mibichor, or Bichor Ksiv Hain? So we dasher by them Hain Kravim." Rashi says, "V'yain Tmuros and Kravim. That if you make a Tmura off a carbon Bichor, you can't bring it for carbon." Same thing applies by Meiser also. That's called a Tmuras Gufay. That Tmuras Gufay is not Korav for carbon. Now Tmuras Shmoi. That means this 11th one that you call Shlomim Nigelis. That if you want, you could be go. You could redeem it. When it becomes a Balmum, you could redeem it. But Tmuras Gufay, if you make Tmura from the Maisa, 10th one itself, and the Negelis. Just like Maisa itself, you cannot be Goy, you can't redeem it, even if it becomes a Balmum. The locher is the Bailam has to eat it, but he cannot like be Poydrit onto money. It's the same thing, the Tmura has the same locher. You cannot be Poydrit the Tmura. Now, Tmuras Gufay, this Din Tmura, that if you have the Maisa Behem, you take another Behem in school next to it and say Zutachazu, that's called Tumuras Gufayim. Chal Adova Royiv Adova Shenero. Even if this Behem in school is a Balmum, that's the Locha Tumuras Chal upon a Balmum. But a Tumuras Shemai, that if you call the 11th one number 10, so we say it becomes into a Shlomim, Eino Chala El Adova Royiv Bavad. It has to be a Behem that's Tam, that's fit to be a Korban Shlomim. But if it would be a Balmum, it's not fit for Korban Shlomim, it's not Chal the Kedusha. Again, the other loch, when you mark the Shabbal Mum, the Kedusha is not Chal. Now we say, what Amri is it over Mishum the Rebbe? There's a question like Amri. Mishum the Rebbe Rachmona the Yispei Tmura Shemoi. Igra, Igro, Igrui. What kind of svar is this? You tell me there's a new Chiddush HaKroat by Maisa Behemam that if you call the 11th one by mistake, number 10, it becomes Kaddish. So the Chiddush just said that it's Kaddish. So just because it's Kaddish, you want to tell me now it can't make Tmura, what kind of svar is that? Someone says, in, yes. Yeah. One second, what's your... No, Rashi has a question, is Igra Goro, that's not Chalon about Mum, that's the question, not about Tmura. You're telling me now, if you call number 11, 10, so it's Chal Kedusha Shlomim. But only if the Behem is a Tam, not if it's about Mum. So the question is why? Even if it's a Balmum also, just like Maisa Beim is Chalapon a Balmum, so why shouldn't this number 11 that becomes a Shlomim, why shouldn't that also be Chal even on a Balmum? Just because there's an extra Chiddush here, does that take away the Limudim of Maisa that why should they be Chalapon a Balmum? That's the Gemara's question. Mishum Dribi Rachmona Dispay Tmur Shema, there's such a Chiddush that if you call number 11, 10, it's called Kaddish, Igruya Igra, you take away the Kedusha. So as in, yes, they are meaning because we say, my Dribi Ribi, there's a Chiddush HaKorot that said that when you call number 11, 10, it's Chal Kedusha. That's all. Or my Dribi Ribi, but there's no new Chiddush that said that it's Chal even upon a Balmum. The Gaya to Balmum, we say no, it's like any other Korbin, it can't be Makdish Balmum. Furthermore, now, Voho, Mechi Taisi. Like, still, why should I say that? Why should I say that? Maybe once there's a Ribra in the Parsha of Maisa Behema, it should have all the lochas of Maisa Behema that could be Chal even on a Balmum also. True, it's a Kiddush, but once the Kiddush is that this has the loch of Maisa Behema, why isn't the Chal on a Balmum? So we're into Zomer Afuna, Vered Rebbe Yeshua, Vishum Dehevi Dover Habo Lidin, Vedover HaKodesh. Like this Parsha now to say that number 11, if you call it 10, it's Chal Kiddush, it's a Dover HaKodesh. And that's the klal we say, V'yayim b'yayla chadushi b'vad. When something comes out to teach us a new chiddush in that parasha, you only learn out the chiddush, and if not, you can't learn out completely. So the chiddush is that number 11 is chal kedusha shlamin. But that's it. It has to be a behemoth that's fit for the kedusha, and not a balmum. Oh, malei Rav Nachman by Yitzhak l'rovo, the Rabbi Shimon, according to Rabbi Shimon, the Yomer that he says, Dover habo b'choivo, something that comes b'choivo, oh, that makes tmura. What does that mean to say? Oilas choiva. So according to the Dig, oilas choiva, he di of the tamura. Oilas nedava loy. Is it true that according to Rebbe, if you bring an oiler for korban nedava, it doesn't make tamura? Why not? Omalei said back to him, that's not what Rebbe meant to say before. It has to be a dava shebe choiva. Omalei oilas nedava nami. Even though you only say nedava like you say harezu, but kivun the kiblu olay. Since you accepted upon yourself to bring this for an oiler of the tamura, why does it make tamura? That's also called right now a choiv. Right now you have to be mekayim your neder, your nedava. If so, what does Rabbi mean to say it has to be a dava sheba choiv? And what does it mean to exclude? It means sometimes you have leftover money. So lochur is that money you have to put it into the pushka that they buy kabonis tzibur, they buy a korbanil to bring on the mizbeach stam for a dorim for a present. So that korbanil cannot make tamura. So Russell, let's see. My kesava, what does he hold? He kesava lo command the yom of the machlokes. What do we do with this leftover money? Sometimes you start over money for a korban chatis, and you have leftover money. So leftover money you put into this pushka to buy moisrus. So it's a machlokes. What do you buy? So he holds command the yom holds moisrus nidvas tzibur. It goes to bring a korban tzibur with the money. If so, pshitad lo yom the tamura. Then anyway, I know it doesn't make tamura because so ain't tamuras tamura b'tzibur. By korban tzibur, there's no tamura, so I don't need you to tell me now. Since it's nedav, since it's not a chayv, it doesn't make tamura. Pshita doesn't make tamura. It's a korban tzibur. Ella rather, Rabbi Shimon Sfira like command yom, the man yom holds moisrois, the leftover money you have for korban, or is lenidvas yochrasli. Or else, in the case we had a korban oshim and you lost it, and you nischapa with another korban oshim. So the first one now is nitik l'reyit. You have to let it pasture and sell it, and with the money you buy a korban oila. So that's called Maisrois. So behold, the man Yama, that money goes for a korban yochid, nitvas yochid. Means the yochid could bring it. Means the person brings it for himself, for his own present to Hashem. There's no chayv for him to do it, but that's called like a dove shayna chayva. So on this, the chiddush is, on that korban is no tamura. So verse says, man shamad lehai svar, who hears this svara? Rabbi Eleza is the one that says that the money goes for a yochid. If so, Hashemin lehi behed, you will learn clearly, the of the tamura, that according to Rabbi Eleza, this korban oila that's bought for a present, even though a yochid brings it, it doesn't make tamura. The tani will learn like this: oila habo min amoisrus, oila that comes from the leftover money. Oisa tamura, divrei Rabbi Eleza, even though it's a korban yochid, it's a korban oila, it does make tamura. So who does like a Shimon go like? Who Rabbi Shimon saying according to? Tamura says true. Rabbi Shimon savula kavase bechado upon lalei bechado. Rabbi Shimon holds a little bit like Rabbi Eleza that the leftover money goes for a korban yochid, but he argues on Rabbi Eleza that it does not make tamura. Rabbi Eleza saw oila habo min amoisrus oisa tamura. Rabbi Eleza himself holds that since this is a korban yochid, it could even make tamura. V'yusav, Rabbi Shimon holds, no, ein oisa tmura, that this korban, since it's not a korban shabachoyva, it just Tom brings it for a present, it does not make tmura. But the Rehoka, if so, that we have hold the boy Rabav, not Rabav, nes for Shiloh. Hifrish Oshom lehiskapa boy. You set aside a korban oshom to get a kapora. Fahema boy, and it became a baal mum, and then you lost it, and but hiskapa b'yoshom, he brought a different korban oshom. So then you found the first one. So v'nitik zeh li'ola, unafchet, fahema boy means you made tmura. This is the shalom we had before. Again, that you set aside a korban oshom, so it has a kedushas oshom, and fahema boy, you made tmura on it. And then v'nitzchapa b'yoshom, you lost it, and you brought a different one. And then you found the first one. So now it changes over, nitik zel oilam comes to be a korban oilam. So the question was, according to Rabbi Shimon Shikta before, mal sheyasav yeim abo. Could you go ahead and make tmura a second time? Rabbi Shimon Shikta before, according to Rabbi Yochanan, was that once you make tmura from a korban once, you can't make tmura a second time. So the question is, maybe it's only with the same animal, or the same kedusha. But here it has a different kedusha, maybe you could. So where says, Aliba the man, who is that child according to? He led me forward to tell him, Aliba the Rabbi Shimon himself, anyway, that korban oila, that because you lost your korban oshim, and now it comes in to be an oila, so that korban anyway doesn't have tmur according to Rabbi Shimon. So what's your shaila? What's Rav Avin's shaila? Can't make tmur anyway. So Mora says, no, Rav Avin echnami hochikim ebole. Rav Avin had a question like this. If you'd find the tana taka, not like Rabbi Shimon, only partially like Rabbi Shimon, that what the koyak Rabbi Shimon holds like Rabbi Shimon, straw that holds, that was Rav Shimon's Svar before, that if you have a regular korban and you made tamura on it once, you took a behemoth's chulun next to it and says, zutaka zu, so you can't do it a second time. On the same korban, you can't give off tamura a second time. A korban, according to him, only has a koyach once to make tamura. So if you hold like that, shita, and also somebody would hold this to your like Rav Lezer, also like Rav Lezer's Svar. The yom Rav Lezer holds, when you have the leftover money, and he used to bring a korban oilam. What do we do with that korban oilam? It's called the oilas yochid, and therefore Blaz holds oisit tmura, doesn't make tmura. So now you can clear in such a case where the person had the korban oshim, and he made tmura once, and then he lost the korban, brought another one instead, and then he found the first one. Now it comes in to be a korban oilam. So what's the halacha according to Reb Shimon? Could you make tmura a second time with this or not? Mal sheyasav yemabo. So it's like this: b'shnei guf in the kedushachas. Would be two different goofin if it wouldn't have been lost. Just the first one became a baal mum. And then you make it, you remechal it onto another animal. So it's two different behemoths with the same kedusha, just one shalomai. Could you make tmura on the second goof? And then, like we had before, the yim tim slam, even if you want to tell me, that in the case of kedusha achas, no, where it has the same kedusha, you can't. El eshtei kedushas b'guf echad mai. Less like this case here, the same animal, first it was a korban oshim, then it got lost, and you nischapu with a different korban. So now when you find the first one, it becomes to be a kedushas or oiler on it. So it's called shtei kedushas v'guf echad, what will be the lochamai? So mazenachnami tiboi, that's Rav Avin's shayla. Just like Rashi says, loshen of tiboi means, loshen Yerushalmi, k'moy teikub loshen bavli. Loshen tiboi taka is loshen of a teiku. Taka teiku, we would not know what the locha is. Rashi says, Tiboi, Vu Loshen, Loshen of Yishalmi, Kiluama, Tisaro Lishalach Chachamim Rabin. You should wake up to ask this question to a lot of Rabbonim. Ashatam Boy Lemis, till you find out the Emis. For Vimokim Teiko, that we have Teiko. So, kids, so that would be the Shiloh. Senechnami, so you have such a Shiloh. So, according to Rabbi Shimon, this Oila does not make Tamur anyway. But according to the other Shitas, according to Rabbi Lezer, holds no, that this Oila would make Tamur. And then the shayla is, if you made tumura once, now you want to do it a second time. First it was an oshim, and now it came to be an oila. He sins at the same korban, but has two different kedushas. Could you make a second tumura or not? That's a take. That's a shayla. All right, we'll stop here.